Mr. Saab Shah, thank you so much for being with us. Over 13,000 people have already been killed in Yemen, and we're talking about every 10 minutes a child is dying from a preventable disease in Yemen. Where's the outcry from the so-called international community? We're hearing UNICEF and other international agencies talking about the situation or the status quo, but what is actually really being done to prevent this from happening?
It's summarized when a senior UNICEF official said that the war waged on Yemen is sadly a war waged on children. This has summoned the whole story, and summoned the this story is fell on deaf ears in the West. When you see there is millions of Yemeni children being affected. 90% of the Yemeni kids are malnourished. And according to that's to international health organizations. There is, apart from the huge devastating cholera, which is now affected, there's nearly 1 million infected of it, and there is millions to be, they said, and the Tufayid and the stuff, and the Saudis are active blockading all the medical supplies to Yemen. The number of the killings are rising in a daily basis. The international community, they want just to pretend like there is nothing happening, because this, the war, this launched in Yemen is actually it's a war launched by the United States of America and the Zionist entity with the direct help and involvement of Israeli and British and the United States of America's generals organizing and running the war in there. It's the same the Saudis and its coalition in there imposing the same total siege, which is from the land, aerial, and naval blockade on them, making existence for the Yemeni people unbearable. This is happening for the last 2.5 years ago, since the revolutionary movement in Yemen, the Houthis, allied with Abdullah Saleh, decided they want to make their country is independent, outside the sphere of influence of the United States of America or the Saudis. They don't want anybody to meddle in their own affairs. But then the Saudis, they launched their campaign, ordered by the United States of America. Since the United States of America see they have to control this area, it's a hugely strategic geopolitical location they consider. That is Bab al-Mandab, the key international trade and energy route, which is vital for the United States of America to maintain its control of the region and looting of its resources. This is where the whole thing stems okay. from the greed of the West.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us out of Belfast, Mr. Saab Shah, author and Middle East expert.